Well, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How's Jack Jr.? He's home. I don't know if you remember last week we prayed for Jack. Yeah. Well, come here, dear. Share a little bit of it.
Check, check, check.
Then I want you to come up after dear and share a little bit about Jack Jr., okay? Yeah, unless Jack wants to come up. He said, well, it's okay, Jack. He's supposed to have had a stroke. He did have a stroke. And his voice came back to him on the elevator on the way up from either the examining room, or is that true? We need to share what God does, shouldn't we? Amen. Because you asked for prayer last week, and he's back home. Praise God. Go ahead, dear.
Well, I have been coming up for prayer for cancer, and I'm not used to this at all. And they said I have cancer in two places, and one was my brain, another was in my chest, and the test came back negative for my brain. So.
God bless you, dear. She's a little nervous. Praise God. Amen? So there's some things going on, isn't there? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Okay.
Okay, so my brother last Sunday had a stroke. We were actually on our way home. Well, we were actually on our way to church when we got the call and found out that he was on his way to the emergency room. And he had a stroke, and his speech was quite slurred, and he had some heaviness and numbness on his left side. And before he left the emergency room, while he was still in the emergency room, most of the feeling started coming back, except like in the high part of his left side of his head. And then shortly afterwards, when they admitted him, they were on their way up to the room that he was going to, and all of a sudden his speech returned. The slurring stopped, and the speech was cleared up. And so it was fabulous. The Lord is good. They also said later on, he was supposed to come home like the next day, but they discovered that he had a hole in his heart. And they said that the stroke had been caused by blood clots, and they thought that the clots were being manufactured somewhere near this hole. And so they may do something about that later on, but they wanted to give him blood thinners and stuff like that to prevent any clotting. But we're just going to believe that the Lord's going to heal that, and they're not going to need to patch that hole. It's probably going to just disappear.
Praise God.
So yes, we're just
amen. Believing
that.
You bet.
So we covet your prayers, because it works. It really works. The more people that, you know, where two or more are gathered together in his name, there is he in the midst of us.
God bless you. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Just to have his speech returned. You know, to have this lady find out after testing there's no cancer in her brain, which they said it was, and there's other places in her body. So isn't that worth it, the prayer and coming in here? And amen. Yes. Did you want to say? She says doctors don't have all the answers. Dr. Jesus does, right, dear? Yes. Hallelujah. I believe along with her and Jack and Zoe that hole's going to close up in his heart. You know something? If it doesn't, it ain't going to bother him. You know, I used to have MS, and so how they determine, they take some pictures and things of your brain and everything else. There's spots on your brain. Well, years ago, I had to go in and have another test done, and they still found the spots on my brain. They couldn't figure out why I was functioning in the areas where the spots were. Well, they were still there, the doctor said. I said, well, I ain't got no problems. He said, well, that ain't right. So even though the hole's there, You see? And in the spots of my brain, I'm still can close my hands and walk and talk and do all kinds of different things and so on and so forth. So I don't know if they're still there now, because it was many years back, I don't know, maybe 10 years back that I had these pictures taken and so on and so forth. So even though one report says one thing, we need to confess the Jesus report. Amen? We need to learn to speak in the name of Jesus and let your mouth become fire and power in the tongue as you speak the word of God. Because it's his report we're going to believe. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I preached Friday on, it took me 7 years to walk out of MS, but there was several people in Scripture. For example, Elijah, he heard the sound of rain. You know the story? And he sent the guy up 7 times. And then Jericho, God said, I give you Jericho. But they had to walk around it 7 times. And they had to be quiet and be silent and know that God is God. And so a lot of times we know the word of God. And God tells us up front that healing belongs to you. Right? Just like he said, I give you Jericho, but they didn't have Jericho yet. Just like he said, I hear the sound of rain, but rain hadn't come yet. And so the word of God's that way. When the word of God is spoken to us, either through here or by our tongue, you see, he already tells you you've got an abundant life. You may not have it yet, but he's already told you you have an abundant life. He already tells us that healing belongs to us. Prosperity belongs to us. Peace belongs to us. Grace belongs to us. He's already told us that. And that's how faith operates, because God tells us in here what belongs to us, the abundant life. Just like he said, I hear the sound of rain. Rain hadn't come yet. Amen? The guy had to go up 7 times. I give you Jericho. They didn't have Jericho yet. I give you an abundant life. I give you grace. I give you mercy. I give you peace. I give you healing. I give you salvation. You see what I'm trying to say? When the word of God says this to us, he's already said it. And so the prophets in the Old Testament, they acted upon that. I hear the sound of rain. So he says, I want you to go up. And he sent him up there 7 times. Eventually, they started seeing this cloud and so on and so forth. You see, I give you Jericho. God said to Joshua, I give you Jericho. So the word of God works the same way. We know that the Bible says healing belongs to us. The abundant life belongs to us. Salvation through Jesus Christ belongs to us. Amen? So he's already said it to us. But maybe we don't have the manifestation yet. Well, the Holy Spirit is in us to bring it to the fullness so we can receive what the Word of God says to us. So sometimes the Word of God says it. There's no manifestation yet. But if you'll speak the Word of God, you'll get the manifestation. If you almost demand your right because the Word of God says something to you, it will come to pass. See, we sometimes quit along the journey of life, and sometimes the enemy comes and tries to steal it from us, trying to tell us, and he shows us many things. Well, you see, it doesn't work because she, so-and-so, my sister Mary over here died, my brother Bill died from that, and so on. So God's not, you see, so we, as charismatic, full gospel Christians, when we see the prophets in the Old Testament saying, I hear the sound of rain. I hear the sound of the Word of God in me. It's the same thing, saints. And then rain came after. I give you Jericho. I give you abundant life. I give you grace. I give you healing. I give you authority. I give you power over Satan and principalities of power. I give it to you. It's already said. I don't know how many times you may have to say it. It could be 10 times. It could be 7 times. But it took me 7 years to walk out of MS. 7 years. So that number 7 is very powerful in the Word of God. It depends. You and I can bring anything to pass because God's already said it. That's the point that I'm trying to make here. So if I give you Jericho, I give you abundant life. They didn't have Jericho yet. They had to learn to be quiet, be still, know that I'm God. You'll have your day of shouting. We will have our day of shouting. Because the abundant life will come. Healing will come. Miracle will come. You see what I'm trying to say? Peace will come. prosperity will come because he's already said it. You've already heard it in your spirit as you read the Word of God or hear someone preach it. You've already heard it. When you hear it, the enemy comes and tries to steal it. In Matthew 13, what you don't understand about the kingdom, Satan will steal. And so when you hear that you're healed or there's healing provided through the stripes of Jesus Christ, that's your confession. That's what you've got to learn about if it's healing you need, physical healing you need. So as we look at the prophets and we look at the apostles, you begin to realize this is how they get things from God. I hear the abundance of rain. There was no rain. He went looking for it. Well, whatever this says to you, you see, you need to go in here looking for it, you see, and let the word take you on a journey or a scripture take you on a journey, and you fulfill that journey by finding out everything that's been said to you about that particular scripture. And when you finish the journey, it'll be in your mind. You have the renewed mind. It'll be in your spirit, and you'll have faith in that journey you just took because it'll become a part of your life. Can you understand that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Turn in, if you would, Jerry. Let me turn over here, please. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you already blessed? Then we'll go home and watch the Broncos. Forget it. Hallelujah. Turn to Hebrews 13:8, Jerry, if you would, please. There's many, many times things that God has said things to me, and I got the manifestation of it. Sometimes it was 7 years. When God said, I took your multiple sclerosis, your MS on by the stripes on my back, you were healed. It took 7 years. Do you think for 1 minute that the enemy didn't battle me? Do you think for 1 minute my flesh didn't like God and my flesh wanted to quit and give up? But you got a Holy Spirit in you, saints. They'll help you. If you push in, if you persevere, the Holy Spirit will help you. And eventually you'll get it. So it took me 7 years. Hallelujah. It took them 7 trips up there to see the cloud, and the rain finally came. It took them 7 times to walk around Jericho after God said, I give you Jericho. Then they had to walk. But this is what I want you to do. You got to walk around there. You got to be quiet. You see, you got to know that I'm God. Sometimes God calls requires us to be quiet, not a complainer, but be quiet. Everyone here, me, you, we all want to complain. If it doesn't happen yesterday, you see, we want to complain. Amen? So the Spirit of God will reinforce himself and empower you. Hebrews 13:8. This is something you need to remember. All through, if you're on a journey of something that God said to you, this is a key that you got to remember. The devil will say the gifts went away with the apostles, tongues went away with the apostles. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what you got to keep telling yourself. What he done yesterday, what he done about Jericho, what he done about, I hear the abundance of rain, what he done with, I want you to dunk 7 times, and he dunked 7 times in the Jordan and was healed. You see, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he done with me with MS, he'll do with you. What he's done with your finances, he'll do with me. What he's done with my finances, he'll do with you. What he's done with my renewed mind, and I refuse to accept my flesh and my anger and my hate. I refuse to go on that journey because God says you're walking in the resurrection power. He's already told me I have the victory, and now I got to walk it out. Just like they have to walk around Jericho. Just like go up there and see if there's any rain coming. I hear the abundance of rain. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. His promises are still the same. When he says you're healed, but you may have to take a journey. You may have to walk. You may have to take a journey through the scripture and see what that really means, because there's other references that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he likes to take you on a journey. When you get to the end of the journey, when all you've done, all the scriptures and the chapters that refer to this, you'll have your victory. It may take a year. It may take 6 months. It may take a month. It may take 30 days. I don't know. But the Holy Spirit in you is helping you receive this. So always remember that. Jesus Christ is the same. You'll get thoughts. He don't do that no more. You'll get religious teachings that it went away with the apostles. You'll get all kinds of ideas. All kinds of religious ideas will come to you. But if you'll say, no, sir, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I went down to the Catholic Church one time, and I met with two priests. Betty was with me. And I wanted to rent one of the buildings to hold a revival. Okay? So the two priests were standing there, and one priest spoke up and said, Ellery, you can't preach what you're preaching. Everything's changed. And I let him, he went on and on and on. I let him go on and on and on. Finally, I turned to him. I said, you know something? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He made a about face, and he left. The other guy says, we'll be in touch with you. They never called. I knew they weren't going to. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All they wanted me to do is come back and pray to Mary. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So remember that Jesus Christ is the same. So if it's been spoken, the word of God has been spoken to you, into you, you see, you may not see the manifestation right away. If you hear about the abundant life, if you hear about the authority of the believer, if you hear about the gifts of the Spirit, whatever you're hearing, is you are going to persevere and you're going to get the manifestation of it. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you can get this whole idea down, I give you Jericho. They didn't have it yet. I hear the abundance of rain. It wasn't raining yet. And now you can say, I hear the word saying that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means he hasn't changed. Amen? Can you receive that? See, everybody has bumps and potholes on our journeys and so on and so forth. And everybody has attacks, and the enemy comes hard and strong. He tries to steal what the promise says. And he tries to get you in the flesh and so on and so forth. There's a real spiritual battle that goes on with our lives. There's a real spiritual battle that comes against Creative Faith Ministries. Most people misunderstand this ministry. Most people misunderstand this ministry. We all look for numbers, but you got to understand the anointing and understand the calling, and maybe you don't want to be a part of it. That's fine with me. But if you want to be a part of it, you have to have understanding. You have to have wisdom of what this ministry is called to do. And you can't go over here and say, well, this is going on over here. I'd like to have it done over here. No, you've got to understand what the calling is. You've got to make sure that you don't try to get me out of my anointing. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the one that healed her brain. He's the one that healed Jack Jr. He's the one that healed and set this lady back free over here that wanted to commit suicide. He's the one that healed me from MS. He'll heal your brain. He'll heal your emotions. He'll heal your finances. Why? He's already said it. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm telling you, saints, if you can get this idea that when he speaks this to you, it's going to happen. Just like it rained, just like they got Jericho, just like he dunked seven times and was healed from leprosy. I'm telling you, saints, I spent 7 years walking out of MS. Some people can't believe that. Well, all the doctor's reports and everybody else said, and the spots on your brain, you ain't supposed to do this. Why? Because I had to choose whose report are you going to believe. The report of spots on my brain, or the report that God's already said, by my stripes, Jesus said, you are healed. Do you think during that 7 years I didn't want to quit? Do you think during that 7 years I wanted to go back to smoke those funny cigarettes because this stuff don't work? I had to get revelation from the Word of God. I had to get light from the Word of God. I had to get help from the Holy Spirit. Because my mind, because all knowledge and wisdom about healing is in Jesus. And so when he tells me, listen now, it's against my natural wisdom. It's against your natural wisdom. It's against my natural knowledge or your natural knowledge. Because all knowledge and wisdom is found in Jesus. So when God's wisdom says, you are already healed, this wisdom says, that can't be. I still got the manifestations in my body. That's when the battle starts. Your wisdom battling the wisdom of God. That's the way it works, saints. So don't you think for 1 minute I haven't gone through some battles and all kinds of different things. And then to stand up and preach healing when you got MS, people thought I was drunk in the spirit and I was stumbling all over the place from MS. Oh, he's so anointed. I didn't say nothing. Call it what you want. God will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, now, Jerry, please, to Joshua 5. Joshua 5, 13. Remember now, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him. Listen, saints, this stuff is so real, man, so powerful. Behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? Listen, saints, we got somebody who is going to fight on our behalf. In verse 14, he said, no, but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face. See, he went out in the spirit. People say, well, if you ever get in the presence of God, I mean the purity of God, you're going down. I have now come, and Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Verse 15. Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandals off your foot, for the place where you are standing is a holy ground. Do you know, saints, when I'm up here praying for people, and people walk out on God, there's a holy thing going on. The church in America is just so bold and just so, take off your shoes, Josh. You're standing on holy ground. You people need to realize what's going on here. It ain't Elry doing this. It's the Holy Spirit. There's a holy thing going on here. For you people who want to go back and talk when holy things are going on, and you just want to do your thing when holy things are going on, you're wrong. I must point this out to myself and point it out to you. If he said to Joshua, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground. Where did you hear that before? When Moses went on the mountain before the burning bush. We don't have no respect for the holy things of God. Yet we want the promises of the money. We want the promises of healing and all kinds of things and so on and so forth. But the commander of the army of the Lord is here today. He's going to battle with us. He's the one that's going to say, I've told you you have an abundant life, and I'm going to help you bring it to pass. He sent his spirit to teach and counsel and comfort us and to take from Jesus and give to us. He said, I'm going to cause this. I'm going to be with you. I'll never forsake nor leave you. I'll battle for you and with you, and you will win. You'll get that healing. You'll get that prosperity. It's just like God said to Dan, the gold is high in the mountain, to the center of the mountain. Well, we can't find it. Well, I feel the abundance of rain. He had to go look for it. He had to send someone up. I give you Jericho. They didn't have it yet. See, if you don't understand how God operates, and the commander of the army of the Lord, God has turned that power over to us. the power to believer. Amen? Are you listening now? Hallelujah. Then the commander of the Lord of the army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot. For where you stand is holy ground. Where Jesus stands, where the Holy Spirit is, it's holy ground. Not because of this carpet, not because of this building, it's because the presence is here. He stands here. Where two are gathered in my name, there I am. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Turn now, if you would. See, he's going to fight for us. Amen? Hallelujah. He's the sword. He's the word of God. He's the power. He's the commander of the army of the Lord. God's on our side. Listen, saints, if you'll get a revelation of this today, because God does miracles, if you need a miracle in your finances, if you need a miracle in your mind, if you need a miracle in your marriage, if you need a miracle, if you'll understand what God's saying here today, you can get that miracle. Because the commander of the Lord is on your side. The Holy Spirit is in you. And when God says prosperity belongs to you, you see, I've come that you may have life and to have it more abundantly, it belongs to you. I'm going to keep on saying it. I hear the abundance of rain. I hear about the abundant life. I hear about the name of Jesus. I hear about his grace. I hear about prosperity. Now the Spirit of God, there's a battle going on. The army, the commander of the army, he's on your side. The spirits or demons are against you, trying to steal from you, but God's on your side. God's going to battle on your behalf. God's going to bring forth in your life, because he's faithful, what he said to us, whatever area that may be. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 6:17, Jerry, please. Hallelujah. 6:17 says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Take the Word of God. You see, the Word came to Joshua. The Word came to Elijah. I hear the abundance of rain. I give you a Jericho. Take the Word of God and do battle with the Word of God. Let it come out of your mouth. Speak grace. Speak the name of Jesus. Speak the blood of Jesus. Speak the Word of God. You see, because there's life and power in the Word of God. And so God says, you got healing in your fleshly body. If you need a healing in your physical body, speak the Word of God. Speak the Word of God. You may have to take the Spirit of God in you and battle your own flesh to get that healing. Your flesh may want to be sick. Your flesh may want to be upset emotionally. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is in us to take the Word of God and to overcome our flesh, to overcome the desires to sin, to overcome the desires to probably want to stay sick. Listen to me, saints. Speak the Word of God. That's what it says here. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And you speak the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will get you to battle against your own flesh. If you got trouble with your knees, if you got trouble with your back, if you got trouble in your lungs, whatever it is, you may have to stand by the Spirit of God and speak the Word of God, the sword, the Word of God, and you may have to battle your own flesh. Because the wisdom of the flesh does not have the wisdom of God. Unless you renew your mind. The wisdom of God is in the Spirit of God within you. And the Holy Spirit wants to release it through you. You may have to battle those bum knees. You may have to battle that lack of money. You may have to battle that. Do you realize how many people have a physical body that want to dwell in illness? I know people personally that have a Social Security disability and they don't want to get healed. Because they'd lose the money. The devil says, what are you going to do if you get healed? There ain't nobody going to hire you. And the battle starts. But God says, as he said to Joshua and Elijah, I give you Jericho. I hear the abundance of rain. Speak the word of God. You heard about my healing. You heard about the resurrection power. You've heard about my name. You heard about authority over Satan and principalities and powers. Speak the word of God. Take it up. Speak the word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn to Isaiah 49:2, Jerry, if you would, please. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver, he has hidden me. I'm telling you, saints, the mouth like a sharp sword. Take the Spirit of God, take the Word of God, and speak the Word of God. He's made my mouth. He's made my mouth. He's made my mouth. He's made your mouth a swift sword. He says, speak the Word of God. Hallelujah. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. When the word of God is spoken, it cuts right through sickness. It cuts right through poverty. It cuts right through demons. It cuts right through principalities and powers. It cuts right through the flesh because it's the word of God, and he's already said it. I hear the abundance of rain. I give you Jericho. I give you healing. I give you prosperity. I give you grace. I give you miracles. I give you the gifts of my spirit. You are alive. I give you as priests and kings my body. I give it to you. It's yours. You've heard it. Speak the word of God. 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 And the Holy Ghost in you will light that fire in you and cause that fire to burn and burn out the old self and let the new man in Jesus' name. If you think for 1 minute that I've been doing this for 35 years and never had to speak the word of God, had to battle, sometimes I'm up to 3 o'clock in the morning battling. Battling for people's minds. Battling for people's marriages. Battling for people's healing in their body. The same battle I went through for 7 years to get healed from MS. I persevere. I do it by the power of God. I push in. I push in. I push in. You can hear about the abundant life. You can hear about the resurrection power. He's already said it to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. My mouth, a sharp sword. The Spirit of God, the Word of God. Speak it to the devil. Speak it to your flesh. I don't give my body an inch. Anything starts in my body, I start coming against it. I battle it with the Holy Spirit in me. You got to look at my life. I was in the state hospital at 16 years old. I was in the reformer school at 15 years old. I had a mind. I wanted to kill. I wanted to do this and do that. I'm telling you, saints, because I didn't have no right bringing up. I was never taught anything. When God got me and I got saved and I accepted Jesus, the Holy Spirit started teaching me how to get rid of hate, how to get rid of bitterness, how to get rid of anger. How to give my tongue to the Lord. How to give my will to the Lord. So over the weeks and months and on this journey, God's freed me, spirit, soul, and body. And I haven't arrived yet, but I'm free. And I have to battle to stay free. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hebrews 4:12, if you would, Jerry, please. For the word of God is living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing you, see, it had to pierce right down to my emotions. I was a man who was raised street smart. I made more mistakes. Listen, saints, when I got saved, the word of God pierced me. It pierced right down to my emotional problems I had. When I was in the state hospital, they said, this young man is very, very highly emotional. Well, when God got a hold of me and I accepted Jesus Christ, the Word of God went right down into my emotions, right deep into my emotions, and started cleaning them out. And I wanted to do different. I wanted to do better, but I couldn't do it on my own. So the Holy Spirit in me, I had to battle my own emotions. I had to battle my thoughts in my mind. I had to battle the MS in my body. I had to battle the desire for dope and the desire to get drunk, the desire to want to kill. I had to battle that. You think I just stepped into this and out of a closet and God just said, ah. You can get healed or you can stay sick, one or the other. You can have bitterness or you can get healed or you can stay in bitterness. You can stay in anger. You can stay in unforgiveness. You can stay in control, like you want to control God's Word. But the Word of God will penetrate right into your mind, penetrate right into your physical body. It'll penetrate. And I'm telling you, saints, we've got the cart before the horse, because we should never teach people about money until we teach them about the cross of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. For the Word of God is living. Say it's living. It's alive. Powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and the spirit, of joints and marrow. It is the discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. I had a lot of intents of my heart, you see. It discerned that. No, your heart's not right, Ellery. I'm going to have to straighten your heart out before you receive some blessings. That thinking that you're thinking right now, that stinking thinking, has got to change. That's not coming from my mind. This is the real Word of God, saints. This is how you get free. This is how I get free. This is why I have a testimony. This is why you can't shut me up. This is why you need to understand my calling. This is the reason why you need to understand what I've called to do. And God can add to that. See, if he's healed my emotions, if he's taken my heart, you see, there's many things I wanted from God. And I asked God, and God said, no, your heart's not right. Well, what does that mean? I want you to renew your mind. I felt like Nicodemus. How am I going to be born again? Good, my mother's? No, he said, I want you to renew your mind. And in do so, you'll renew your emotions. You'll get a healed body. Because the Word of God, listen now, it's a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. What do I want money from God for? What do I want from God? And why do I want it? I've been through this, saints, this journey, and God would save me. If I really want to know what's wrong with Ellery, I stood before him and said, what's wrong with me, God? Your heart ain't right. Then teach me. Correct me. I don't know how to do it. Why? I was trying to do it from this, and God says, you got to do it from my Word. All of us have had battles. I can remember I used to smoke. And I try to do it with my mind, how to quit smoking. I used to be in that dump bucket more times, trying to find the biggest one that I didn't tear up. Then I'd go before God. God, I want to quit smoking. He said, well, stop trying to do it your way. Well, how do I do it? Just throw them out and have faith in me. Then I would say, there's got to be some other way. That's too painful. That's too painful. My body goes into all kinds of things when the nicotine is trying to... My wife came home one day, or with me one day, and she says, I ain't smoking no more. We used to smoke, and I ain't smoking no more. And I said, really? How are you going to do it? She said, I'm just going to throw them away. That's what God said to do to me. Just have faith in God. Well, she threw hers out. I threw mine out. We never had it. Now, some people don't believe this. We never had an argument. We never had a nasty word towards each other. We just had faith in God. Anytime I wanted a cigarette, I drank a whole big thing of water. God's way works. The trouble is, if it's going to be painful to us, we don't want to do it God's way. I want to be angry. I want to punch people when I was young. That's it. No, I want to know. I want to do that, Lord. When I got saved, your heart's not right. You can't do that. You can't go around fighting with everybody. God's hand had to be on me. I used to get drunk and see how many times I could roll a car. I mean, I should have been down to Pueblo in the state hospital. That's not even thinking. That's not even. And I still had that thing when I was in the Marine Corps. And guess what? They always put me out in the point. He's crazy. Put him out there. That's a true story. Some of you don't understand that. Some of you do. It doesn't make no difference. For the Word of God is living and powerful. It can change my life. It can change your life. It can change your physical body. It can change your financial problem. It can change your mind. It can change your emotions. If you ask God and God says your heart ain't right, but I've given you my spirit, and you'll speak the Word of God to your emotion, to your mind, to your body, and the Spirit of God will rise up in you, because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. There's a greatness of God in you, and He'll rise up in you and cause you to overtake your body, overtake your emotions, overtake your mind, overtake sickness and disease, overtake the devil and principalities and powers. He'll cause you to be victorious. Hallelujah. Say, I hear the word saying that Jesus came that I may have life and have it more abundantly. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. For the Word of God is living. See, I just think we think it's a book. See, most people don't know the author. Hallelujah. For the law, for the Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of a soul. See, we don't like it when the Word corrects us. You know that? We don't. When the Word stood before the apostles after the resurrection, He's the Word, He's the faith, and He says, I'm rebuking you for a hard heart and unbelief. I'm judging your attitude. That's the reason why you can't believe. That's the reason why I didn't appear to you at first. I appeared to that lady over there that I ran seven demons off. Why? She still believes. We don't like it when the Word corrects us. And that's probably a big problem in this ministry. That's why it's misunderstood. Because I have to take my life, how God corrected me and still is correcting me, you see, and how I had to accept it, how I had to renew my mind, how I had to give my heart to Him, give my tongue to Him, give my will to Him on a daily basis, so my tongue wouldn't be, I could tame my tongue. It wouldn't be saying that junk that the tongue wants to say against people or things and so on and so forth. We don't like it, saints. We really don't. Human beings don't like it. The mind is enmity against God. It can't obey God, doesn't want to obey God. You know why? It doesn't have the wisdom in the natural to understand what God's trying to do. That's the reason why it's wrong with church today. We're just tickling ears. We don't want to shake this one. We don't want to say nothing to that one. We don't want to say nothing to that one. But you think about it, saints. Think about this for a minute. I would say to God, God, why don't we grow? Why don't we do this or why don't we do that? And He said, you don't know your calling. God would set me down in my prayer closet, and He'd say, if you don't change here, you're not going to get this. So if you take, for example, me and my wife been in ministry 34 years, 35 years, whatever. We have never asked for money. We have never been late for a bill. We have never been late for a light bill. We have never missed a mortgage payment. And we have owned buildings. I'm telling you, saints, doesn't that make you sit up and wonder? Now, this is not something you go and force it on the Presbyterians or the Methodists or Catholics or New Life or whatever. This is something God's called me to do. See, you got to understand my anointing, what I'm called to do. That means I'm not leaning to my own understanding. I'm acknowledging Jesus Christ, and I'm telling God, many times I said this, God, if it don't come in this month, I'm putting the nail in the door and I'm leaving. Well, you can't twist God's arm and stuff like that, but he's always been faithful. So for 35 years, he's taken care of me and my wife in our own private life and in the church. Doesn't that make you wonder? Doesn't that make you think, well, he must have some kind of revelation about something? I hope you people don't think I got a lot of money so I don't have to take up collections. Boy, you're on the wrong track. He's taken care of us. He's kept my body healed. My wife has had to take on, some of you won't understand this, she's taken on many things that should have been on my body. And then I had to battle in the prayer closet to get her body healed. Some of you don't understand this, but you know what the trouble is? Many people are on milk, and they're trying to understand the 12th grade. That's why this ministry is misunderstood in a lot of areas. And probably always will be. So was the ministry of Jesus. They called him a devil and so on and so forth. And I'm not putting myself on the same level as Jesus, but I'm trying to tell you is, when you get a calling upon your life, it, depending on what it is, if it's prophetic like this ministry here is, if you think everybody's going to hug you and love you and just say, oh, I can't. But it seems to me that if I was sitting out there and I was hearing this man say, we've been married 53 years or 4 years. Betty says 55, and I don't want to say 55. It makes it sound too, but I know she's right and I'm wrong. But listen to me, that they've been married, and listen now, and have never had a fight. Now listen, for a long time, Betty just kept her mouth shut because I was a really, really strange person. But when God started changing me, you see, we've never, and some people can't believe that. God can give you a perfect marriage. God can give you a perfect mind. God can give you perfect emotions that you get spiritually involved, not emotionally involved. Well, when you look at the marriage and you look at how God has taken care of us and how my body was healed in MS and how her body's been healed and how we have raised 4 children, 2 boys and 2 girls. We got 11 grandchildren or whatever, how many grandchildren we got and so on and so forth. And they're all saved. And I have never fought with my grandkids. I've never fought with my daughters and my sons about how they raise their kids. I've never said nothing to them. I may go over their house and visit them many times and see their kids doing this. I never say nothing. You know why? Because God says you got your own problems. Work on your own problems. That does not mean that you don't correct people with the Word of God. So when you look at this ministry and you look at us, it would seem to me, if I was sitting there, I would say, you know, I have a right to check this man, his woman out and check this church out. But you see, if you want all the frills, if you want the steam coming out of the floor and you want the lights blinking and you want the barroom music, you want this and you want that, then you're in the wrong place. But guess what? That's a desire of the flesh. It has nothing to do with God at all. Because when you examine Jesus, he had no praise team. If the guitar guy don't show up, we ain't gonna have no guitar today. Oh my God, I'm having a big one. He just stepped out and done it. See, all this stuff came from man. Well, when you look at me and my wife or look at this ministry, you have to choose. Do I want the other? And when you say you want some other things, that's the flesh. Do you want to grow spiritually? Do you want to see a movement of God? Do you want to have testimonies about brain cancer and MS going and suicide going and a man getting healed from, and on and on and on and on? If you want to see emotions healed, if you want to see mindset free, you see, maybe you don't want that. You wouldn't bother me if you left here. And I'm not saying that mean spirit at all. I'm saying you've got to understand the calling, saints. Because God set my mind and my emotions and my body free, that's what I'm called to do, to work with people, to pray for people. I don't care if it's the same person 20 times. It don't belong to me. I don't care how many times a person comes up here. It don't bother me a bit. I'm being faithful in small things. If someone needs prayer, they need prayer. If they need it every Friday and every Sunday, they need it. We got this mindset, there she goes again, there he goes again. They've been up there 20 times. I told this lady, she asked me, evidently she must have heard something. I told this lady, you keep coming until you get the manifestation. I persevered, pressed in, kept asking, kept knocking for my MS to go out of my body. Kept doing it. If I listened to some of these airheads, I'd have done it one time and probably died of MS. Can you imagine the religious person saying to Elijah, you hear the abundance of what? There ain't no rain. Stop saying that. Go look again. Can you imagine if you're the one being sent? You start to real think to think, this guy is out of it. He's lost it. You're going to give me Jericho? I'm going to give you abundant life. I'm going to give you a solid mind. I'm going to give you a healed body. I'm going to give you the finances. I'm going to give you a good marriage. I'm going to give you a saved grandchildren. Then how come I can't get it? Maybe your heart's not right. But if you look at all of this, see, I'd rather talk about Jesus than money. When he said to the apostles, he sent them out. When they came back, did you lack anything? I didn't lack anything. That's the apostles answered Jesus. I said, Lord, I want to learn that. Wouldn't you like to learn that? Wouldn't you like to make sure you have enough money to pay your mortgage? To pay for your automobile? Wouldn't you like to have a new automobile instead of a clunker where it sounds like a piston's going up through the wrong hole? Well, he's already said, I hear the abundance of rain. I got Jericho. Before they had it. Can you get a hold of this today? Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm going to stop complaining. I've already heard. I'm healed. I'm saved. I'm free. I'm putting on the new man, the Holy Spirit. That's in me, is greater than Satan. You know, let me tell you something? Here's the thing. Watch this. Here's the thing. In this world, we got the children of Satan and the children of God, and they're all mixed. The new world won't be that way, but today we're all mixed. We run with children of the devil and don't know it. There's children of Satan and there's children of God, and we're all mixed. Someday, it'll be separated. But right now, you need discernment, because what is, you may be living with him, you may be walking with him, you may be, you understand what I'm saying? Well, I just was obedient. God told me to say that. Hallelujah. Plate number 7, the orange, Jeff, please. Thank you. Right? Yeah.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, praise you, Jesus.
Just the way you said it be. There are hands reaching up and the spirit coming down. They're singing their songs of jubilee. They're swimming on the mind and the soul of every man. You're meeting all of our needs. I'm a part of the move of the spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free. Setting God's children free. It's the beautiful, beautiful spirit of the dove that's breaking down the walls of man and setting God's children free.
Setting God's children free. Setting God's children free. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. He's setting us free, saints. Amen? The journey is to get to a place where you haven't arrived, but you're going to be free in a lot of areas. Amen? He's setting us free because sometimes he asks us to battle our own minds, to battle our own flesh. And not let our flesh and our minds rule and emotions rule in certain areas. Amen? Hallelujah. What's your first name back here, brother? In the black, there, all the way to the back? Joe? I've ministered to you before, haven't I? It's been a long time ago. How long would you say it's been? About 6 months. See, God brought to my remembrance. You know, God's telling me to tell you that there is a door has been opened, but it's only open a little bit like this. I can see the light coming through this door. And God says, my son, you need to persevere. You need to push your way through, because if you push in towards this door, it's going to open wide to you. And that which flows out of my spirit to you is going to absolutely set you free in some areas. You have been controlled at times by your own mind and by your own emotions. Even suggestions have come into your mind that have ruled your life. But God says if you'll press in, because God says any door I open, no man will close. Any door I close, no man will open. But God says if you'll persevere, that's what he's wanting you to do. It's not that he hasn't opened a door for you, but he wants you to persevere. He wants you to press in. Because I can see this door opening wide, and there's colors of blue and purple coming out of this place. That means it's the presence of God. God's trying to bring you into a presence that maybe sometimes you just don't want to go in there because Daniel said, I was in his presence and I was sick for days. So sometimes it's your flesh that doesn't want to go in there. But God says, today, new revelation and grace will come to you, and you'll press in, and the door will be open to you, and the two of you will come into agreement that you haven't agreed for a while, and it'll cause your marriage. This is your wife right here? It'll cause your marriage to stabilize and come into agreement. And when you touch and agree, God says, I've got to bring it to pass. So God's already spoken things like he did to Elijah. He said, I hear the abundance of rain. You've already heard your calling. You've already heard your anointing. You've got to let Christ come alive in your life. And if you'll do these things, the agreement of you two will explode in the supernatural realm. And demons will leave. Principalities will leave. Suggestions of the world will leave, and you'll have a mind for me. And whose mind is stayed on me, you'll have peace, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. He's setting us free, isn't he? He's setting me free. He's setting you free, isn't he? Hallelujah. Thank you for the dove. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that's setting us free. Setting us free. Hallelujah. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If I was to say now, how many in here has gotten a word or a prophecy from me or a word of wisdom, whatever, from the Holy Spirit? How many here? Probably everybody in this place, one time or another. The trouble is, here it is now. Here it is. Have you gotten the victory from that? Or is it laying on a shelf at home? Just like Elijah, he says, I hear the abundance of rain. God speaks into your life because you're hearing the voice of God and is giving you direction. You say, he heard the abundance of rain. You go up there and check. You go back up there and check. You go back up there and check. I've given you Jericho. You're going to have to march around. I've already given it to you. The word that has come to you has built you up and edified you and given you some kind of direction. You see, it's given you some kind of direction. What have you done? You've already heard, just like I heard the abundance of rain. I hear you give me a Jericho. You've heard it already. What have you done with it? Well, God would suggest that you pursue it. You persevere. You press in on it. If you're just sitting there saying, well, God ain't never done it. Mayo's a false prophet because he said things over me and they never happened. He said things over Elijah. I hear the abundance of rain. What did he do? He sent someone to go look. He sent somebody about Jericho. He said, no, you're going to march around here seven times. They did something. What you've done, you see, the enemy's come and stole, and what you've done is sat there like a bump in a log and then attacked me being a false prophet. I don't care about that. See, over the weeks and months and years, I got hide like an elephant, even thicker than that. So if you choose not to receive the blessings, and it's entirely up to you, don't bother me one bit. If you came in my office and said, you're a false prophet, you said something ain't never come to pass. If you'd give me the time, I'd say, sit down, shut up, I'll tell you why. Do you believe you heard from God? Have you pursued it? No, the biggest percentage you have not. You'd rather sit back there and complain about me. And you fall right in line with the devil. He knows if you pursue it, you'll get it. Because the Holy Ghost in you is greater than he that's in the world. Greater than that devil is trying to get you not to pursue it. Jerry's back in there scratching his head. He said, what is this, man? What is this? No, I'm only kidding you. I'm only kidding, Jerry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I've emptied myself out. Now I got to go home and refill. It's a lifetime of emptying out and refilling. A life of emptying out and refilling. Emptying out and refilling. Emptying out and refilling. Who needs prayer? Anybody need prayer for anything? Come up here. Step right up here. Step up here by faith. Hallelujah. I don't care if you've been here 10 times. I don't care how many times you've been here. You need prayer. If you don't need prayer, don't come up. But don't complain about the ones that come up. Amen? Hallelujah. No brain cancer. Give a lot of clap offering. Did you find the key? Oh, good man. Praise God. Hey. Huh? I'm just going to go down to anoint you. Okay? Hallelujah. There's my little darling up there. She's going to get it first. That's how it should be, right?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Better God do it than me, right? That's right. Raise your hands there. Father God, I anoint her right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for her physical body. We thank you for her brain, Lord, that you've touched and healed, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that she believed your report, Lord Jesus, and we stand with her, Lord, and believe your report. We thank you, Lord, that she's already been told that she has the resurrection power in her, and greater is he that's in her than he that's in the world. And the Holy Spirit is releasing and taking care of the rest of the body. The rest of the body is going to come in line with your word, Lord, because the word of God is powerful, going right down into the bone marrow, right down into the emotions, Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, as we just thank you, Lord Jesus. Thanking you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Your back is sore, dear? Oh, they're welded together like? Really?
They want to make it a surgery.
You know, Wigglesworth said one time, there ain't no knife going to touch my body. They may make a mistake and cut the other vertebrae. Raise your hands there. And what is it, three that up top here, by
yes.
Right here?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay. And it causes, what kind of problems is it causing? Is it causing pain?
Painful and swelling.
Painful and swelling. So you feel a tightness in there? And okay. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. In the authority of the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you right now, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Heal her. Touch these vertebrae, Lord. Let the power of your love, Lord Jesus, go into her muscles, Lord. Go into her neck right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let the gifts of healing, Lord, flow into her right now because of you, Jesus, because you're standing here. These are your hands, Lord Jesus. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Right now, Lord, as I speak to these vertebrae, in the authority of the name of Jesus, I command them to come unstuck, unwelded, and let her shoulders be free, her muscles be free, in the name of Jesus. In the name of, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for healing, Lord, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that he has a right to the abundant life. He has a right, Lord, to receive, Lord. And we're going to battle by the Holy Spirit, his body, Lord. And we're going to thank and praise you, Lord, because we're going to have the victory. We thank you, Lord Jesus, right now, Lord, that your presence and the authority of your name, Jesus, your presence of your spirit is taking from you and giving to Jay right now all through his body, Lord, and touching it everywhere. Just like an aspirin would do, Lord, it touches muscles and joints and stuff when we take it, Lord. Now we're taking the anointing, Lord, and it's touching everywhere, Lord. Everywhere there may be pain or anything wrong in his body, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, just touching it. Touch him, Lord Jesus. Touch him, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. In the authority of the name of Jesus, we just give you praise, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, I touch him right now, Lord, in the presence, oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Father God, the word's alive, Lord, and I send it right down into his emotions, Lord, all the way down deep, deep, deeply. And I speak peace all through his body, all through his emotions, all through his mind, Lord. And I speak a good report, Lord, that greater is he that's in him than Satan that's in the world. So we thank you, Lord, that I remind him of Joseph, Lord, and I remind him of the victory Joseph gotten. And Jose, you're going to have that victory. You're going to have that victory because I speak it right now, and I speak it in the authority of the name of Jesus. You're going to have that victory. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for this man of God, Lord, that you will never leave nor forsake, Lord, but you are the commander of the army, Lord. You are the sword. You are the word. You are the faith. And we give you are the resurrection. So right now, Lord, I break every assignment of Satan. Every principality and power is pulled down. Leviathan, there's a line-twisting spirit that I bind you, Leviathan, right now. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I touch her right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is showing me there's a word that came to me, discouragement. There has been some discouragement about some things. But God says, my daughter, he's going to intervene with his grace. And you're going to see something good. What the enemy meant for bad, God's going to turn it around. Something good's going to come out of this. God says, my daughter, to keep on looking for good things in the Lord. Keep on looking for good things in you. There has been people who have said other things other than good things in you. But God says, my daughter, you're going to be freed by my love and by my grace, and you're going to see good things in you because I'm in you. And so you're going to identify with all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus, and it's absolutely going to turn this whole matter around in Jesus' name. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I touch my sister right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Thank you, Lord. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. God is speaking to number 24. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Father God, right now, Lord, I bind that spirit of anger in Jesus' name. I command it to go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whoop. I got to bind that spirit of falling down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jeff, pray for her. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Are you concerned that someone's not back there? If you fall down, they won't catch you? Huh? She don't want to fall? Then don't. Okay? Close your eyes. Father God, in Jesus' name, she don't want to fall, Lord.
She don't want to fall, Lord. Hallelujah. She don't want to fall, Lord. She don't want to fall, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, to God be the glory. Oh, the presence in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Toot. Raise your hands there. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit upon my sister, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just lay hands on it. Don't unscrew it and take it off. Hallelujah. Raise your hands there. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God says, my daughter, there's a fresh breeze coming. And sometimes our flesh interprets what that means, but the Spirit of God wants to interpret it for you. And just like in the upper room, there was a power of the Spirit of God fell. There's something that God's going to do in your ministry and in your life. There's going to be a power that explodes in you. It may come gradually, but it's going to explode because any power from God is an explosion of the Spirit of God within your life. But it's going to calm a lot of things in your life. It's going to calm worry and fear and some things. It's going to calm it down. It's going to actually drive it out. It's going to drive it out because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So God says tonight, this afternoon, be looking for something from God and don't miss it. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hi. How you doing?
I'm in the prayer.
You want prayer? How old are you now?
Three.
What do you want prayer for?
I pray for my tummy.
Your tummy's hurting. Is it hurting all the time?
Yeah.
Oh. Father God, I speak to this colitis right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command it, it will not come back no more. Her tummy will not hurt no more because, Jesus, you're greater than the problems in her tummy. So we thank you, Lord, as I dissolve by the word of God, by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every bit of that colitis in her, Lord, in Jesus' name. I bind you right now, and I thank you and I praise you that this child of God, Lord, will stand in the freedom from sickness and tummy problems in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, dear. It's okay. Oh, you can say thank you, Jesus. There you go, dear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, in the precious power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's strange. I can see what I call an eyedropper. And there's a great big drop coming out of that. This drop that's coming out of that is from the Father God through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's going to be dropped into you. There's going to be a fresh anointing. There's going to be a revelation of direction and wisdom in your life. It's just getting ready to drop on you right now. Father God, in the blessed name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We praise you no matter how you do things, Lord. We just praise you, Lord. We're not going to question you. We're just going to let the drop take effect in his life, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for today. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you, Lord, that we'll get the revelation of the Word of God, Lord. And we know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We know that we're in a world, Lord, where there's sons of the devil and sons and daughters of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that we'll fellowship with the sons and daughters of God through the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we're protected, Lord, as we speak the blood of Jesus over ourselves. We speak the blood of Jesus over our minds. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth. We shore our feet with the supernatural peace of God. We're going to walk in peace because our mind is stayed on you, Lord. We hold up the shield of faith and we take the sword, the word of God. And we thank you, Lord, that we're going to do battle, Lord, because you have made our tongue fire, Lord. You have made our mouth powerful when we're speaking your word, Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory for that. And we thank you for the freedom that has come to marriages, the freedom has come to individuals, the freedom has come to cancer of the brain, Lord, and Jack Jr., Lord, and the lady back there, Lord, who is still with us, Lord, for the temptations of suicide. I bind Satan from her mind right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that she will have the victory completely, spirit, soul, and body, because I prophesy and speak it into her life in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said,
amen.
Yeah, God bless you guys. Have a nice day.